MashaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our recitation of the Surah Yasin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala convey the rewards of it to all the marhumeen, especially the great ulama and scholars who have passed away in the recent past. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned regarding the Surah Yasin that whoever will recite it every night, it will be a means of the forgiveness of his sins. And a person who reads Surah Yasin every night will get the mouth of a martyr. He will get the mouth of Shahada. And whoever reads Yasin in the beginning of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill all the needs of that person. Because Yasin, as we all know, is the heart of the Quran. And everything has a heart. The heart of the Quran is Yasin. And whoever reads Surah Yasin once, he gets the reward as if he recited the whole Quran 10 times. So this is just a glimpse of the virtues of Surah Yasin. And regarding the benefits of Surah Yasin, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that one who reads Yasin, all his fears will be taken away and removed from him. And if he reads it in hunger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will satisfy his hunger. If he reads it having lost his way, Allah will find a way out for him. If he reads it when he lost some item, Allah will make him find that item. When he reads it at the time fearing the food will run short, then Allah Ta'ala will make the food sufficient. And he reads it at the time of death, Allah will make his death easy. And if anyone reads around him at the time of his death, then it will make easy for him the extraction of his soul. And if a person reads it close to a lady who's experiencing the pangs of childbirth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the pangs of childbirth easy for her. So these are the huge benefits, the rewards of Surah Yasin, and then the huge benefits of Surah Yasin. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to attach ourselves to the surah. It is said about the great alim of the century, one of the great philosophers and thinkers of the century of the ummah, Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi, rahmatul alayh, that it was his practice to recite Surah Yasin at least 13 times daily. So he would probably be reading it from the moment he got up till the moment he slept. He would recite Yasin over and over again. And his maut came in the month of Ramadan on a day of Friday whilst he was reading Surah Yasin. And he came to that ayat that فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةِ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Give them the glad tidings of forgiveness and a huge reward, a very handsome reward. And reciting this ayat, his ruh left his body. There is a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that as you live in this world, so will be your death. And as will be your death, so will you be raised on the day of Qiyamah. So here we find someone that his whole life he was attached to Surah Yasin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him death whilst reciting Yasin, and the ayats of glad tidings, and a day of Jumu'ah, just after he had taken ghusl and prepared, he was getting ready to depart for Jumu'ah Salah, and before he left for Jumu'ah, he is reading his Yasin, and in the month of Ramadan, the maut came unto him in such a beautiful state, in such a beautiful condition. So inshallah ta'ala, we will now do the Durood Sharif, and as we know, Mubarak night, Friday night, is a night of Amal, that we should engage in various Amal, recitation of various surahs of Quran, Surah Dukhan, our Surah Sajda, Surah Tabarak, and Surah Waqia, and the Surah Yasin, which we recited, and also to read Surah Kahf on the day of Friday, and the durood in abundance on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this night. But one thing we must remember, there is one hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam which states explicitly that do not make the Friday a day alone of fasting. Either you fast the day before or day after, but don't single out Friday alone for fasting, and do not single out a Friday night alone for ibadah. Do ibadah in other nights also of the week, so that it does not appear that we don't do any ibadah in other nights, but we only doing ibadah on Friday night. Yes, we could possibly do little extra ibadah on Friday night because of its significance, but we should not single Friday night as the only night of ibadah. Ibadah must be done in other nights also of the week.